Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on an episode that presents Jesus as the master of life. The episode is the raising of the son of the widow of Nain. We read two verses from the Gospel of Luke and then make our reflection. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Luke 7:12 and 13. The Lord had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." She had every reason to weep. She was a widow. At a young age, she had lost her husband. And she had a son on whom to rely. Now this young man also had left her. Husband and son were lost. And this was a burden too heavy for her to carry. She had only tears to shed. Many people might have told her, "Don't weep," as we very often say. When we see somebody weeping, we feel so sad about, we feel bad about it, and ask them not to weep. But who has the right to tell a person not to weep? Maybe weeping is a soothing experience. It is better to weep, to shed tears, than break the heart. Jesus comes to the town of Nain just for this purpose. As he was coming to the town, another procession was coming out. A procession, a funeral procession. A young man was being carried to the burial ground. There, the two crowds meet. Jesus followed his disciples, stands at the gate, and the young man, the dead man, followed by his mother and the funeral crowd coming out of the town. The two processions. The one that is coming out is a procession of death, and the one that is coming in is bringing the master of life. Life and death. The dead man and Jesus stand face to face. And here comes the word of Jesus. "Don't weep." It's not a platitude like anybody else says. Jesus is moved with compassion, it is said. Splanknitzo is the Greek word Luke uses. That is a very strong word that expresses a very strong emotion that affects the entire body, as if you are caught in the bowels. The bowels are twisted, so to say. You feel your whole body somehow. In the whole body, you feel the pain, a deep-rooted emotion. It's not just a passing sentiment. Jesus is so touched by the sad plight of the woman. She lost her husband, she lost her son, and now she has nothing to wait for, nothing to hope. And this situation of the widow makes Jesus feel compassion, and that compassion induces him to work. He tells her not to weep, because he knows the reason of the weeping. It was the loss of her son. And he is going to take away that reason, giving life back to the son. She takes away the reason for the weeping. So Jesus said, "Don't weep," and then proceeded to touch the bier and tell the young man, "Young man, I tell you, get up." And he sat up, and Jesus gave that young man to his mother. The tears gave way to joy. This is what happens in our lives also. Jesus tells us, "Don't weep." The tears will be wiped away. All the reasons for sadness will be taken away. Maybe at the moment we are sad for many things, but Jesus tells, "Don't weep." He will wipe away the tear from every eye. That's why he has come. The one who tells us not to weep also asks us to wipe away the tears from the eyes of our neighbor. Enable the others also experience the joy. If you cannot heal the person, if you cannot bring the person back to life, at least you could cry with those who are crying and laugh with those who are laughing. Share the joy, share the pain, and be with your neighbor today, as Jesus is with us all our lives. Amen.